Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In our previous episode, we explored the biology of sleep and how the brain shifts through various stages, eventually reaching REM, where most vivid dreaming occurs. But today, we're asking one of the biggest questions in dream research. Why do we dream? Despite decades of study, the answer remains one of the most debated topics in both psychology and neuroscience. In this episode, we'll explore some of the most compelling theories, from memory processing to emotional regulation and even creativity. The memory consolidation theory. One of the most widely accepted ideas about why we dream is the memory consolidation theory. According to this theory, dreams are a byproduct of the brain's effort to sort, organize, and store memories. During sleep, especially during REM, the brain replays recent experiences, reinforcing important memories while pruning away less significant ones. Imagine your brain as a massive filing cabinet. During the day, you're constantly stuffing it with new files, facts you learn, conversations you have, experiences you encounter. At night, your brain goes through these files, trying to decide which ones to keep and which to toss. Dreams might be a side effect of this sorting process, a way for your brain to test different scenarios and connect bits of information in new, creative ways. Research supports this idea. Studies have shown that people who are allowed to dream after learning a new skill or piece of information often retain it better than those who are deprived of REM sleep. For example, one study found that students who dreamed about a maze they were learning to navigate improved their performance far more than those who didn't dream about it. The emotional processing theory. Another popular idea is the emotional processing theory, which suggests that dreams help us process difficult emotions and make sense of complex social situations. According to this theory, dreams are a kind of overnight therapy, helping us work through fears, anxieties, and unresolved conflicts. The amygdala, the part of the brain involved in processing emotions, is especially active during REM sleep. This might explain why so many of our dreams are emotionally intense, ranging from terrifying nightmares to euphoric fantasies. It's as if the brain uses dreams to rehearse for emotionally challenging situations in a safe, consequence-free environment. For example, if you dream about arguing with a loved one, it might be your mind's way of preparing you to handle a similar conflict in real life. Or if you dream about being chased, it might reflect your brain trying to process fear or a sense of being overwhelmed. The threat simulation theory. Related to this is the threat simulation theory proposed by Finnish cognitive neuroscientist Anni Raivonsuo. He argued that dreams evolved as a sort of virtual reality training ground for dealing with real-world dangers. According to this view, our ancestors who could effectively rehearse threats in their sleep, like running from predators or fighting off attackers, were more likely to survive and pass on their genes. Even today, our dreams are often filled with dangerous or high-stress scenarios like falling, being chased, or getting lost. While these situations might be less common in modern life, our brains may still use dreams as a way to keep our survival instincts sharp. The creativity and problem-solving theory. Of course, not all dreams are about fear or survival. Some researchers believe that dreaming plays a crucial role in creativity and problem-solving, because the brain's prefrontal cortex, the part responsible for logic and self-censorship, is less active during REM. Our minds are free to make unexpected connections and think outside the box. History is filled with examples of breakthroughs that came in dreams. The famous chemist Dmitri Mendeleev reportedly came up with a periodic table in a dream. Paul McCartney said the melody for Yesterday came to him while he slept. Even Frankenstein, one of the most influential novels of all time, began as a nightmare from Mary Shelley. If you've ever had a sudden insight upon waking or found a creative solution to a problem after a good night's sleep, you've experienced this phenomenon firsthand. The activation synthesis theory. Of course, not every theory about dreaming is so purposeful. In 1977, Harvard researchers Alan Hobson and Robert McCarley proposed the activation synthesis theory, which argues that dreams are just the brain's way of making sense of random neural activity. According to this theory, During REM sleep, the brainstem sends random signals to the cortex, the part of the brain responsible for thinking and perception. The cortex, in turn, tries to weave these chaotic signals into a coherent story, resulting in the bizarre, often nonsensical narratives we experience as dreams. While this theory is less romantic than the idea of dreams as messages from the unconscious, it has some scientific backing. Brain scans show that REM sleep is indeed a time of intense neural firing, and the bizarre, disconnected nature of many dreams fits this model well. The self-organizing brain theory. Finally, there's the self-organizing brain theory, which suggests that dreams are a form of neural housekeeping. Just as your muscles and organs need rest to function well, your brain needs time to reorganize and strengthen its neural networks. Dreams might help by clearing away mental clutter and reinforcing useful connections. So why do we dream? The truth is, we still don't have a definitive answer to this ancient question. It's possible that dreams serve multiple purposes, combining memory consolidation, emotional processing, and creative problem solving into one complex nightly experience. Or perhaps they're just random byproducts of a hyperactive brain trying to make sense of itself. In our next episode, we'll explore how modern technology, like brain scans and AI, is helping scientists take the first steps toward actually decoding dreams in real time. Could we one day record our dreams or even share them with others? The future of dream research is closer than you might think. Until then, keep dreaming and stay curious. This is the science behind dreams.